Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A. Excuse me. My throat is scratchy. That track was a track by Black Stacks featuring Felicia Loud, and it's called This Right Here. L.A., are you there?
Yes, yes. What's popping? What's popping, fans? What's popping? How everybody doing on this hump day?
I'm a little tired myself.
You and me both. You and me both. Keeping it pushing. Keeping it pushing.
Yes.
I say yes, yes.
Well, we've got a lot of new tracks that we can get into play tonight if you're wanting to sit back and just kind of be quiet. We've got plenty of tracks. I had promised that I was going to play a track by a certain artist, and I could have sworn that I had uploaded it, but I am not seeing it on here. So, Gator, if you are listening live, darling, I am sorry. I will upload your tracks tonight, and maybe I'll do a flip in the house tomorrow, so I can get your track played, because, yeah, I am not seeing it on the list. But anyway, why don't I just get into playing some tracks? What do you think, L.A.?
Get it in. Let's go on and get it in.
Okay. Well, for those of you that don't know, on the Saturday, April 3rd, is Cool Out 19. This is Giorgio Brown and Cool Out Network celebrating 19 years of doing what he does. Excuse me. And Flava News will be in the house that night. So if anybody is out there listening live in the chat room or to the archives, you know, come check us out. Say hello. I'll be easy to spot. I was going to wear leopard print, but, you know, I found some zebra. So Mama Flava's going to have some zebra on. But, yeah. I know it.
These animals, right?
That's what Michael was saying, too. What? You don't feel me with this animal stuff?
I'm not, you know, Peter might be have something out for you. I don't know, but, you know, me, I can't knock it, you know.
Okay.
You do your thing, baby, do your thing. Do your fizzle.
That's funny. Oh, shoot, I don't have my list in front of me. I was going to play some of these. Let me put a track on, and then I'll run into the other room and grab my list so I know what some of these other tracks are that I want to play. Let's see. Who should I play?
There's some people who are going to be, you know, since we got the show popping, you know.
I know.
On Saturday, I figured, you know, get a people a little, you know, what they going to
do. Okay, I'm going to play a track. I don't know who it is that this track's from, but I'll play it, and then I'll come back, and I can tell you. So with that said, this is a track called Anything. It's off of the Full Circle CD produced by R.C. Croons, and most of the tracks from the Full Circle CD are artists that will be performing at Cool Out 19. So this is Anything.
All right, so what I want everybody to do right now is just put your hands together for me one time. Yeah, like that. Like that, like that. Come on, you know we make 'em get down. You know we make 'em get down. You know we make 'em get down. Hard to believe that we've been doing this since before everybody had a mobile phone. We carried beepers, dreaming of making that provolone. A phone call was just a quarter. No Pro Tools, we old school. It was 4-track recorders in my man's room, making jams for the fun of it. Responsibilities, we wasn't having none of it. Just young, hanging out. Had every color high, top Adidas like Jordans with a tongue hanging out of the cup of my Levi's. Spit raps to get daps and make cats wanna go back and revise. We wasn't three times, so could've fooled us. Every Monday morning, new rhymes back in the blue bus. They gather round me, try to clown me cause I talk proper. But every verse would be a guaranteed jaw dropper. Made sure my name stayed in their mouth like a gobstopper. Simpler times, I was pimping them rhymes. Cause I can do anything I put my mind to. Just give me a beat, I can rhyme it to. Cause when it drops, you know I just can't hold back. So give it up like this, if you dare like that. Cause I can do anything I put my mind to. Just give me a beat, I can rhyme to. Cause when it drops, you know I just can't hold back. So give it up like this, if you dare like that. You know we make 'em get down. You know we make 'em get down. You responsibilities of life must be changing us. This ain't no game to just leave up the chance to decide. I gotta put my little plans to the side. And with that said, ego tripping ain't gonna help me get that fast. Can't handle the truth. Try not to lose the passion for rap that I had in my youth. I'm reconnecting with it every time I stand in the booth. I'm on stage, y'all on the same page. Demanding encore, allow your dreams to die. What you holding on for? Don't mean to pry. Excuse a crowbar, just trying to get you open. How I'm doing so far. Cause I can do anything I put my mind to. Just give me a beat I can rhyme to. Cause when it drops, you know I just can't hold back. So give it up like this, if you dare like that. Cause I can do anything I put my mind to. Just give me a beat I can rhyme to. Cause when it drops, you know I just can't hold back. So give it up like this, if you dare like that. You know we make them get down, you know we make them get down. Once in a while I gotta sit back and linger on it. It's like the easy button, can't put my finger on it. The struggle is like the weight of the world. Or having to decide the fate of the world. Giving the state of the world, I might be so inclined to load a nine and blow your mind without even leaving a note behind. All of my life I've been typecast as white trash. All of the stoplight, watch lights go right past. Y'all really didn't think I'd be back from beneath, did you? Looking for something meaty, I could stick my teeth into. A lot of haters said it couldn't be done, or if it could, it'd be a lot of work and wouldn't be fun. But this is more than day-to-day survival, hustle and grind, becoming a formidable combination of muscle and mind. If you knew what I had to undergo to overcome, you'd take the good with the bad and thank God for both of them. Cause I can do anything I put my mind to. Just give me a beat I can rhyme to. Cause when it drops, you know I just can't hold back. So give it up like this, if you dare like that. Cause I can do anything I put my mind to. Just give me a beat I can rhyme to. Cause when it drops, you know I just can't hold back. So give it up like this, if you dare like that. You know we make them get down. You know we make them get down. You know we make them get down.
Okay, that was Anything, and the artist is Page One, off of the Full Circle CD produced by R.C. Croons at Sideways Productions. So let's just jump into another track while we're at it, and I think, you know, we can just kind of go like that tonight. What do you think, L.A.? Just kind of play more tracks.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm with it.
Okay, I'm going to play a new track that is by Tiffany Wilson. And this is also off of the Full Circle CD. It's called Your Panties Are Showing.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Seattle's very own Miss Tiffany Wilson with her track called Your Panties Are Showing. I'm going to jump out to the East Coast and play a track by a spoken word artist. He's amazing. He had created an amazing online network for poets and spoken word artists. I understand that he's recently turned that over to DQtie, but this is Mark Goggins with his piece called The Dumb Down.
You know what? I'm so tired of turning on the TV or the radio and seeing and hearing the same old coonery and buffoonery 24/7. Just the same old garbage, same old nonsense, you know what I mean? So you know I had to respond to it, right? It goes something like this. Corporate America's the new slave master, deciding who gets paid and what gets played faster. And our youth are the targets, the zombies, the slaves, dumbed down through the TV and radio airwaves. They send a satellite signal down to shoot you and scatter your brain matter to destroy your future, filling you with violence from the time you're a toddler, programming you to be the part of black or black slaughter, dumbing you down to make you unproductive, feeding you ignorance to make you self-destructive. Then they get the rap artists to dumb it all down to the point where anybody can be a rapper now. Just turn on the TV and watch these clowns, like Real Chance of Love and Meet the Browns, or like Tiny and Toy and Flavor Flav, portraying modern-day minstrel shows and slaves, and they think they got it made just because they can rock some Cartier shades, flashing the flyest fashions for days, getting paid to put our people in mental graves. What a shame. The things we do for fortune and fame, the shows we watch just to be entertained, and then we'll watch it with our children, which I think is so lame. For money, some of us will sell out our mamas just so we can be on TV on some reality show drama. And ain't nothing real about it, you just adding to the confusion, helping to feed our children from the table of illusion. Hip-hop or the Twin Towers, I don't know which fell faster. All I know is people are still dying from this hip-hop disaster. And if the poets dumb it down like some of these rappers and sell out to the aims of these modern-day masters, then maybe we'll go gold or perhaps even platinum. And all of a sudden, spoken word will be what's happening. Then we'll be the new school fools getting airplay, dumbing it down for the youth on the radio airwaves. So we gotta be careful in our desire to blow, that we don't become a part of this minstrel show. Cause we'll never be hot on the Hollywood scene unless we dumb it all down for the corporate mainstream. Cause intelligence and true lyricism ain't selling. You gotta act all ignorant and be cussing and yelling, and to flood the people's melon with a whole bunch of foolishness. And I hope I never see the day where poetry's doing this. We're one of the last free forms of expression, and we need to look at what's happening to hip-hop as a lesson. Cause the day they turned hip-hop to rap, artists sold their souls to be a part of that. And for them it was easy, it was simple, it was nothing. But that's how it is when you lack character substance, and now lyrical consciousness can hardly be found, cause it's all drowned by this nigga bitch gangster shit now. So now corporate America's the new slave master, deciding who gets paid and what gets played faster, dumbing us down through the TV and radio airwaves, and our youth are the targets to be zombies and slaves.
Okay, that was Mark Goggins with his piece called The Dumb Down. What did you think of that, L.A.?
Brilliant. On point. Love it.
Yeah.
Couldn't break it down. Hey, you broke that down like an improper fraction. If you don't know what an improper fraction is, go back to school. I'm not going into details what an improper fraction is. So if you want to know what that is, Google it. He broke it down pretty much. So, you know, I don't really have too much to, you know, really add to it besides that it was, you know, everything that he said was it. Hey, I back it up. Twofold, whatever you want to put it, you know, put with it. But yeah, where he's out of where? You say East Coast, right?
Well, he's the East Coast, and I'm just totally drawing a blank. I'm so sorry. I'm drawing a blank as to where. I know that they have Black Poetry Cafe meet in Atlanta. I'm not sure if that's his hometown or if it's somewhere like, I just have a feeling it's somewhere on the East Coast, but I'm sorry. I'll have to find out exactly where Mark is. I'm going to jump into another piece. This is an artist that is actually out of Quebec, Canada, And I am going to play his piece called Gossipin' Mama. Quebec, Canada, with his piece called Gossipin' Mama.
You must be having some people down in Louisiana, down south or something, man. I had visions of, you know what I'm saying, eating some beef jerky and drinking all the Country Time lemonade with a piece of broom straw in my mouth.
That's funny. I was thinking the same thing. I mean, it was like, really? Quebec, Canada?
He
sent three tracks to us, and I'll have to tell you, they're all very, very diverse, so I can't wait to play some of the other tracks.
I wanted to give a little pub out this coming, Friday, April 2nd. You know, Black Stacks is putting on another performance. They did something last Friday down at the Rendezvous with Q Dot. You know what I'm saying? They had something at the Corner. It was the Corner last finale of the Corner. And I heard they rocked it. I wasn't able to make it down there. But I heard that, you know, it was off the meat rack. But so I'm just putting out, they're having a show this Friday, April 2nd. Punctuation is 7058 East Pike Street. Right, Flavor? It's called Black Candy, the show, at 9 p.m. It's free, no cover. So if you're trying to get in and check out Black Stacks, I'm telling you, you'll be in for a treat. So without that, I'm going to play a couple tracks. It's Flavor to play one, but, you know, play another couple to let you know, give you a array of what entitled the group. You know, it's Felicia Law, but it's also J.C. Cage and Silas Black. So without further ado, I'm going in and playing a Flavor's favorite song, Love My Life, and we're going to follow that up with Marbles. So this is Black Stacks as a whole. First, you're going to get a little Felicia Loud, and you're going to slide in, and you're going to get a little J.C. Cage, and you're going to get a little Silas Black. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I Love My Life, followed by Marbles. Change everything.
my breath pumps life. You're my life, full of love and might. You're my life, full of stories we write, full of mimics that bite, full of brothers that sometimes eat kite. You're my life, take turns, that sometimes burn, but with no regrets. You're my life, so bad, whether off the set, behind doors, built a score, a poor's great encore, but veins just release the pain. My life strange in the midst of the game, full of stitches with dope bitches that get gold chains. You're my life, include Barbie, no Barkley, or Bailey, operate daily at ATP. You're my life, hear songs that don't belong, to my ears they fit. You're my life, the shit. You're my life, let your keys up, you can't quit. Yo, captivate, can't quit. Yo, once upon a time, yeah, I built my rhyme, but nowadays it's paid, yeah, it's all refined. Yo, I like the lines we cross, taking forces to the north, in the basement as a law, no, they choose to cross. But my life's high above, off pain and love, off the green and old machines. Yo, my life ain't seen, you're my life. To do. Got clips to jump off, raised up more. The soul got imports, so when I flex, you like that. You like what? Life look like an EKG. Life sound like Do-Re-Mi. Inside, it got casualty. I fight inside, supposed to practice, lazy captain. We got mishaps. Ask Dr. Wright how the wrongs make. Every song better. Who's wrong? Me or the legends? Then I'm 17. I got caliber to measure. My people run hustle and I sleep, rest is temporary. Either I need it or the Hebrews greedy. Walk into your party, bring the epidemic to the needy like leisure. I guess you thought you saw it, but you didn't. Turn the page, my life ain't gun shoots, not gun shoots. We got stripes, get shine, all the gift. Shit, maintenance, 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 yo, I'm straight. Splinter walking left over from the building. The rest got burned to beginning. Spit turned to venom. My life runs like with old slaves. They stayed too long. Now I'm subterranean. Every mic we on goes plus stainless. The life I rock like a vest. Attack show discretion. Protest. The game got implants. My life only grand. Only grand if I aim it. Collect brains, play the game like marbles. My life. Collect brains, play the game like marbles. My life. Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
Yes, you was just treated to Black Stacks. If you want to find out more information about Black Stacks, go check the website out, www.blackstacks, that's S-T-A-X, music.com. So, yeah, back at you, Flavor, back at you. What's poppin'?
Okay. I'm going to play a track by a group that Flavor News is working directly with. I'm so excited about these two young men. And can't wait to have them perform. So I'm going to play a track by Mike Mack in Harlem. And I think I'll play Congratulations to Me.
See, I've been going through it. I'll prove it. My life is like a car in the summer with no fluid. I know I got the talent, the coaches just won't use it. So I feel like I'm stuck to the bench like they prove it. Somehow I move to it. Pushing to the surface, fighting serpents on my way to achieving a greater purpose. Nothing in life is worthless. Everything has a meaning, like a backyard lesson I was given by Mr. Feeney. Believe me, I never blossom sitting in my shell. It's a heart and lots of courage to finally prevail. Not believing in yourself and you will commonly fail. I'm a success cause I do common things uncommonly well. And there'll be days I wanna quit, days I wanna leave. And times I wanna put everything going on freeze. And that'll be the time I work harder just to achieve. And when I do, I will say congratulations to me. Yeah. I wanna thank everybody who played a part of my growth. Help me get to the plan I'm at now. Yeah.
as I'm sitting and reminiscing, giving this shit a listen, wishing you pay attention to every syllable mentioned. From the beginning since I've been in it, it's been a struggle, being in school, the studio, not to mention trouble. I figured if I go hard, then my fortune will double. I'm seeing cats on the television, feeling the duffel. Maybe they're hearing it clear and I'm just hearing it muffled. I feel the pain, no gain, and I ain't seeing the muscle. Damn, they say hard work pays off, which makes it like a job. So this hard work lay off?
I don't know.
It's like they want me to stay lost. Is my compass on track or is it just way off? And my team's trying to make it to the playoffs. We got the game system with no TV to play off. And in this game, there's many fabrications to see. But I ain't one of them, so congratulations to me. I want to thank my mom, my grandmother, grandfather, the whole family, anybody who supported me on this long journey to the top.
Stopping is not an option. Court is never prospered. There's an ocean of rappers, but my grip is like the lobster. No, I'm not a drug dealer. No, I'm not a mobster. I can only be me, and that's the true hip-hopster. I'm like an eagle, too strong for these double bogeys. Ball child flow, so these offerings can never hold me. You'll be the best, that's what my conscience forever told me. But crickets don't talk, and Geppetto didn't mold me. Pinocchio, a real boy grown up, but rap dreams on his mind. Tell the world what's up. Haters are down you, they don't wanna see you up. With all of your sluggish dreams just to try your luck. But through all the obstacles, I make it through impossible. They said it was improbable that I could be this logical. But through all the hate, I still managed to achieve. And that's when the whole world will say congratulations to me. I also wanna thank everybody who told me I couldn't do something. Who put me down and told me I'll never achieve my dreams.
They all searching for something real while I'm searching for something realer. Every verse I kill while they spitting how they a killer. Maybe it means more to me, maybe it doesn't. But it would be a shame if I portrayed something I wasn't. I listen to Talladega Nights. I mean, I'm first to last. You can be the first to crash, I'ma be the first to last. Got me good in my lane, I'ma strike that. Me and Mike Mack on the strike back, you like that. You felines, I'm the main, you can hype that. Prom night bars, drink it up once I spike that. Yeah, when I'm gone, you'll remember me. Gotta pay dues to even be worth mentioning. You got the game outside in the rainy weather. Catching colds in me, I'm trying to make it better. And these are more than just raps. To me, this is hard work, so yeah, congrats to me.
Congratulations.
I also wanna give a thanks to all the haters out there. You show me a lot of love. Yeah.
Okay, that was Congratulations to Me by Mike Mack in Harlem. Like I said, Flavor News is working with these two young men.
Trouble. Dollar Bill say, when Dollar Bill say the players come, trouble. Okay. Yeah. Mike Mack in Harlem. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful thing that's manifesting right now. The Flavor News is, the energy is popping, it's vibes, the vibe is right. I mean, man, it's a good feeling right now, man. It's a good feeling right now, man. So, big shout out to Mike Mack and Harlem, man. It's wonderful working with those guys. Big shout out to Money Mike. You know, who's managing it and doing it well. Big shout out to the whole crew, man. It's everybody who's, you know, the whole team, man. Everybody.
I agree. And this is just like killing me, just like holding on to this information. But I'm just gonna really, really stress to you, to those listening to us live, to those in the chat room, and to those coming back in the archives, you really need to stay tuned to Flavor News and to stay tuned to the Mosaic Show, because we're about to make a big announcement. It is just around the corner. We're going to make this announcement, and I'm so excited. This is like killing me to hold on to this information. You know, I'm like a female. I want to start gossiping about my own self. But anyway, stay tuned to flavornews.com. Stay tuned to the Mosaic Show. We're about to make a big announcement in Seattle. Just get ready for what we're about to present to you. So,
and it's another thing, man. It's just letting people know, man. It's like they say, spring is in the air. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, getting a blossom on, you know what I'm saying? It's a beautiful thing. So it's not just Flavor News. Cool Out Network, you know, the town. I told y'all time and time again, there's more than just Starbucks and Microsoft up here. I'm letting y'all know. I'm telling y'all. I'm letting y'all know it's a diamond. It's not they don't call it the Emerald City for nothing. You know what I mean? They don't call it the Evergreen State for nothing. I'm telling y'all, man. I'm telling y'all. A lot of people thought I was crazy when I say, man, I'm moving to Seattle. What? It's rained too much. That's what the first thing they say. You know, the stereotype. All right, keep doing what you know. But while you down there still stuck in neutral, I'm up here in fifth gear, you know, I'm doing my thing, wide open, 5150, head first, feet first, how we do it, that's how it is. So, you know, I love it up here. Like I said, I'm a transplant, but I came up here and I made it do what it do, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I told Flavor when I met her, you know, I knew one person when I came up here, now look at me, you know. The manifested into what I am today. So, just letting everybody know, man, if you want it, go get it. Go get it. Don't listen to the naysayers or the people like Mike Max and all the haters who say you ain't gonna do it or, yeah, you'll be back in a year. See, that's what a lot of people probably thought in my case in point. Or you know, you'll be back in 2-3 years. You go up there, you know, so you were all oats or whatever it may be, you'll be back. But I fooled you. I'm still here. I'm still doing it. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting you know. That was my whole thing. It was me. Failure wasn't even an option. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't even in the proposal. Okay. Three year window, 4 year window. If it ain't jigging, I'm gonna come back home. Nope. That wasn't even an option. Bus wasn't even gonna be a label you gonna put on me. I'm gonna make it, and I've reached the level that I would want to have reached up to this point. But hey, I'm going in the right direction. I tell you that, you know what I'm saying. And it's all about persevering. It's all about staying true and dedicated to whatever it is, because it ain't just gonna happen overnight. It ain't going to happen overnight. It ain't going to just, you know, when it's something like that happen overnight, you got to really check it and see if it even works. Because anything that's free or just come with no hard work, I don't even think it's worth it. You know what I'm saying? Because when you put in the hard work and when you put in the sweat and the blood and the tears and everything, at the end of the day, you're going to sit back and you're going to enjoy that just that much more because you're going to know what it took for you to build what it is that you built. And you know it took hard work and it took, you know, a couple, you know, mishaps and a couple, you know, pitfalls or whatever, but you still stuck to it. You still, you know, kept pushing. And that's what we're doing over here, you know what I'm saying, that Flavor News. And as far as JB Worldwide Apparel, and as far as, you know, the whole everything that we're doing, you know what I'm saying? It's a constant journey, you know, but we sticking to our, you know, what we believe in and what, you know, what we want to do. So that's my soapbox moment. You know, I know I've been on the show a couple nights, and, you know, I've been quiet, I've been holding my tongue, but enough of that. I'm back, you know what I'm saying? Still going through my little problem, but I ain't letting that, you know what I'm saying, stop it. Is what we trying to do. You know, everybody go through problems, but you know what I'm saying, it's not how you fall, it's how you get up. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we are right now, and that was my soapbox moment, Flavor, but
it was a good soapbox moment.
Just let everybody know, man, bookmark that flavornews.com. I'm telling y'all, I told y'all this on the first show, bookmark it. It's something. You know what I'm saying? It's not unlike other websites where you're going to get a whole bunch of rigmarole, that stuff that you don't really know. But stuff on Flavor News, you could take that to your bank or whatever and deposit it because you know it's good funds. It's not no counterfeit stuff. You know what I'm saying? So anything on Flavor News, pretty much take it to the bank and book it. You know what I'm saying? We don't spread no real, no crazy gossip or nothing like no blogs or none of that. Whatever you get on FlavorNews.com is good food, so go ahead on and eat that. It might not be, you know what I'm saying, there's a lot of people out there on that organic stuff, so I ain't going to tell you it's all organic. I'm telling you it's good stuff, good food, so you devour it, and that goes from the Mosaic Show, hitting up their archives. That's for checking out their newsletter. That's about just, you know, voting on the flossing and tossing. Get active on it, people. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Get active. This is a way for you to get heard, get active, and, you know what I'm saying, become a part of our family, because at the end of the day, this is going to be a place where you're going to want to come. You're going to want to be a part of any type of things that Flavor News is going to have to, because it's going to be genuine, it's going to be refreshing, it's going to be creative, and it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, something valued. So definitely, you know, tune in, bookmark that website, get those tracks in, tell a friend so they could tell a friend so they could tell a friend. The word of mouth is the powerful tool, you know what I'm saying, and you never know. That's my phrase that pays right there, you never know. So go ahead on, get those tracks in to the Mosaic Show, 206@gmail.com. Or if you want to just send something to admin@flavornews.com or whatever. You see Flavor, you know what I'm saying, posting something on the Facebook, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and respond to it or whatever, because, you know, like she says, she's the artist cheerleader. So, you know what I'm saying, she's going to be out there. She ain't one of those people that, you know, say all this jibber-jabber, you know what I'm saying, and don't be out there, and, you know, that it don't want to be seen and heard or whatever. But, you know, when she supports something, she going to put her name out there to show that she supports it. So go ahead and don't be on the fence. Go ahead out there and join it and be supportive of, you know what I'm saying, other flossing and tossing of all the things that she might post up, you know, post up on the Facebook or whatever, Twitter or whatever it is. But like I say, if you was able to catch the archives, you know, this past Sunday, you know what I'm saying, with the Georgia Brown, you know, and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, you let you know that we're trying to put it together. So I'm telling you, it's gonna be a beautiful thing, I'll tell you. It's gonna be more than just Starbucks and Microsoft. But next time you look around, it might be Starbucks, Microsoft, and Flavor News, damn it, you never know. So hey, take heed. Like I say, all dynasties start somewhere. So hey, that's what it is. So bookmark that FlavorNews.com. You know, come check us out on Wednesdays and Sundays. And you never know, it'd be other, you know, a lot of other things are manifesting as far as shows. You know, my show is still in the development stages. Flavor might be doing her solo thing. So you know what I'm saying, we're trying to cover it up. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what it is. So, I'm going to turn it back over to Flavor. I've been hogging it for the last, you know what I'm saying, 5 minutes or whatever, long-winded. But, like I say, I've been quiet. I ain't been on a couple shows, so, you know what I'm saying, I had to get my long wind in. So, that's what I did tonight. So, forgive me, but, you know, that's what it is. I'm sorry, but I had to get it off my chest. So, back to you, Flavor.
Right. Well, I appreciate the things that you said, and you know, ever since LA came on board, you know, with me with Flavor News, and now with Money Mike, you know, coming on board with us, things are just opening up. I'm not kidding you. Things are opening up for Flavor News. You know, LA talks about due diligence a lot, and you know, it's paying off. You know, the things that we do are simple. I spent a lot of time, you guys, a lot of time. And, you know, I'm learning in this last week or two, I'm going to have to learn to set boundaries, because I got a lot of indie artists coming at me wanting me to do stuff. And the reality is I do it for free. I do. And it takes up a lot of time, you know, and it at some point gets in the way of some of the things that I need to do, because I'm trying to please everybody, and I can't do that. But the one thing with, you know, what we're trying to do with the Mosaic Show and Flava in the House and Flossom and Tossom and Flava News and Flava News Society, we're trying to open doors for indie artists, not just here in the Pacific Northwest, but even for you to be able to come to the Pacific Northwest and be showcased, whether you're an artist, you know, who's a visual artist to, you know, a hip-hop artist to a R&B to a spoken word and author. You know, we've got the connections to really make things happen and put on a very good venue for you if you were to come this way. But we're, you know, the doors are opening across the United States, you know, with some small businesses that also support indie artists of all types. You know, we're collaborating on things. Flava News is screening tracks to play on other sister shows around the United States. That's kind of why we came up with the Flossom and Tossom, because there's a lot of artists out there sending us tracks, and, you know, my listening ears may not necessarily like it, so I'm going to put it out there to you guys and have you decide whether you think this track is good or not. The reality is there's a lot of people out there creating stuff that is not good and not quality. When you're an indie artist, there is so much competition out there that you need to be on your, you know, on your toes and be able to put everything out there that's the best of your capability. It doesn't mean that there isn't room to grow, you know, but, you know, go ahead.
No, I wanted to just, you know, go back a little bit, but hold that thought, Flea. I just want to go back with the Flossom and Tossom, you know, thing that you set up. Now, with that said, I know a lot of people be saying, well, you know, the artist, you know, I don't know if you should do that. Okay, well, it could have been simple as this. Flava could have said, you know what, I got those tracks in, but, you know, I don't really like none of them. And she could have just trashed them. Let's keep it 100. She could have just been like, you know what, these tracks ain't really cracking. I don't really want them on my show, so you know what, in the garbage. But no. She picked, you know, she come up with this creative thing with something that I had thought about way before we got to this point. But she, you know, thought that that would be a creative way to let the fans that are taking it out of her, you know, power to be, you know, like I say, she could have just said, you know what, I'm about to throw these in the garbage because I ain't really feeling them. But she took a creative step and say, okay, let's build this platform to let the fans come and vote on them and whatever. So, you know, that was her thinking of doing the Flossom and Tossom thing. So, you know, you can look at it from, you know, some ways, like I heard people talking about it. Or you could just be like somebody who don't give a rat's about not even trying to give you a little platform or a little shine. It could have just been straight in the trash. So, you know what I'm saying? So I really encourage people to, you know what I'm saying, just go ahead on and, you know, vote. If you like it, cool. If you don't, okay. So that's all I want to inject flavor, so I'm sorry.
That's all right. And the reason, and the way we set up the Flossom and Tossom is we're not listing who the artist is or even the name of the track. We're just going 1, 2, and 3. And when you go over to our website to place that vote, it's, you listen to the tracks on a particular show, track 1, track 2, track 3, and you just vote. And that way it tallies it up. We know how many people voted and how many people feel it should stay and how many people feel it should go. And there's many reasons why a track might, you know, get tossed. You know, it could be the quality. It could be the words, the flow. Maybe the beats in the background are too loud and you can't hear the words. There could be several reasons why a track could be tossed off the show. Another thing is I really do challenge you as listeners to step out of your genre of choice and say, okay, you know what? I'm not really into alternative rock, but let me listen to this and say, is it quality, though? Is it quality? And that's one thing that's challenging for me, and I'm learning. But I'm just really, really encouraging the indie artists. Again, there's way too much competition out there. You know, if you're an author, you know, make sure that you get a good editor. Make sure that those pages are formatted right. Make sure, you know, that your story flows and that you have something that grabs the reader. If you're a hip-hop artist, you know that depending on the words that you choose to put in your track, you may be limiting yourself as to who your listenership is going to be. You know, the thing is I know that one of the things that indie artists talk about all the time is the lack of promotion and marketing. Another thing I think that an indie artist really needs to take into consideration is it not selling because it's not good. It may not just be the lack of promotion and marketing. Maybe the people who have heard it or read it or whatever aren't blasting you out there because they didn't like it. You know, so that's just real talk, real talk.
Oh, maybe people tired of apples and they want an orange. I'm just saying, you know, maybe everything sounds the same, you know, hey, maybe, you know, people tired of eating apples. Maybe they want some oranges. Maybe they want a banana, a grape, you know what I'm saying, a peach. You know what I'm saying? They're tired of eating the same thing, yeah? They're tired of the same thing. If people, you know what I'm saying, people want something cutting edge. They want something different, you know. Like I say, when, you know what I'm saying, when somebody's starving and they get that first cracker, they be like, man, that's the best cracker I ever had. They start eating that cracker every day. You're like, man, that's the same cracker I ate the last. You know, ain't nothing special about this cracker no more. You know what I'm saying? So like I say, man, people might be tired of eating apples, but they want some orange. They want some citrus now. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, that's what we drink. You know, that's why you gotta keep yourself ahead of the curve. You got to be on the verve. Look it up, V-E-R-V-E. Google it if, you know, the verve. That's the word for the night, the verb. So a lot of people got to start being on the verb. You know, a lot of people are not on the verb, you know what I'm saying? They think they're, you know, ahead, but they're behind. You know what I'm saying? So that's where we are right now. So, you know, I think definitely Flavor News is on the verb. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. But I'll have to go look that up in the dictionary. That's a new word for me. I like learning new words. You know, Verbal
Verve.
Skills is always trying to teach me a new word. So,
yeah, V-E-R-V-E.
Okay, I'm looking it up after we go off the air. But we've only got 1 minute left, and I had really thought that we would play more tracks. But that's okay. We're going to run into the archive just for a minute, but you're not going to really miss anything if you are listening live. Again, we are going to be at Cool Out 19 this Saturday, helping Giorgio Brown and the Cool Out Network team celebrate 19 years of documenting Seattle's hip-hop culture and urban life for the last 19 years. I'm so excited. I'm so honored. We'll be on the red carpet. Lady Flavor is going to be out interviewing artists that are going to be there and performing that night, and I'm just really excited and honored. I would encourage anybody to go back and listen to Sunday's show, Archives, amazing, amazing show with Giorgio Brown and R.C. Croons from Sideways Production. And, you know, go back and listen to those archives of the Flossom and Tossom show, and then head over to flavornews.com to the Flossom and Tossom page and place your votes. This is listener's choice. This is when you get to have a say. The other thing is that yeah, stay tuned to what we're doing by, you know, bookmarking flavornews.com. If you're interested in having your tracks played here on the Mosaic Show, or even, you know, there's some artists that are stepping up and actually wanting their tracks played on the Flossom and Tossom, send them to the Mosaic Show 206 at flavornews.com. Otherwise, stay tuned to the Mosaic Show coming up this Sunday, 11 a.m., Pacific Standard Time. We'll probably be giving you some updates on the night at Cool Out 19. Also playing some more tracks of a lot of artists that we, you know, we are being graced with, you know, some of their products.
Hey,
so,
hey, Flay.
Yes.
The Delicious Talk. She went and checked out the. She went and looked up Verve in the chat room. You see that? She went and looked it up. Liveliness,
okay,
of imagination.
Delicious
Verve.
Is the woman. She is the woman. Okay.
Verve. Well, you know, I told you, we're on the verve. You know what I'm saying? Yes, yes. But yeah,
okay.
You know, so, you know, that's the word of the night, not the day of the night. Get on the verve, people. Get on that verve. And everything gonna be all right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to play one more track before we close the show out totally. But just stay tuned to what we're doing. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Money Mike and I are going to be doing our Flossom and Tossom. Money Mike has decided that Tuesday is going to be hip-hop night for Flossom and Tossom, and then Thursday night's just going to be random picks. So tune in, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It just only takes about 15 minutes for us to play the three songs. If there's a chance that you want to call in and chat it up about what we played, we welcome you to do that. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. Now I'm going to close out this show tonight, and I thank everybody that came out and listened to the show live, to those that came in the chat room, to those that come out and listen to the archives. LA and I greatly, greatly appreciate your support. As we spread the word for you as indie artists, help us spread the word too. You know, let's build a win-win here in 2010. So with that said, I'm going to play a track by D Black, and it's called The Hustle, and D Black will be performing this Saturday at Cool Out 19. Good night, everyone.
Get on the verb, people.
This one right here is for all the hustlers, young, old, new. But when you're starving and you broke, you can go astray. We often look down on dope dealing, but it ain't till you get that feeling. There ain't no healing for this lifestyle. Money coming too slow. Got dreams, got goals, got hopes, still broke. But ghetto living ain't an option for the gifted. When it burns deep inside, all you gotta do is listen to the ambition. Don't ever let the nonsense keep us from the vision. Persistence, instant growth in the game made your boy realize to never look backwards. It wasn't till after your boy went backwards. Read old chapters and still we ain't got the same master. But we believe in what we're chasing after. To know me, to love me, until then it's ugly. You know what type of ish we on? We about a dollar in the early morning. And just before we leave at home, we gon' all leave singing the song. Yeah, yeah. You know what type of ish we on? We about a dollar in the early morning. And just before we leave at home, we gon' all leave singing the song. We're praying for the better days, the finer things when the cheddar raise. Making money talk loud through the airways. One wish, one wish, one mic, one dream, one life. Searching deep for the inspiration. It's easy when the people start hating. Patience takes them to the mountaintop at sea. Breathe, you boys don't want it with the king. We, you know we ain't about nothing but trying to make something out of nothing. Coming from the bottom to the top, trying to move in the drop. Your boy trying to move in the drop. Stop, cool. I like the car that goes boom. With speakers in the back, make the boy go boom. Move, make room for the new guy. No wings, no cape, but I still fly high. You know what type of ish we on? We about a dollar in the early morning. And just before we leave at home, we gon' all leave singing the song. Yeah, yeah. You know what type of ish we on? We about a dollar in the early morning. And just before we leave at home, we gon' all leave singing the song. Let's put a little soul to it. Let's groove. Let's wake up. Let's start our day. Open up the blinds. Begin the new hustle.
Come on.
Yeah. You know what type of ish we on? We about a dollar in the